Podtiker Tip Show, episode 67 for the week of June 10th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. This is Fumo Jive.
I'm Del Pex.
And this is Russell Me.
Right on. And here we are with the tips show. This is going to be where we're talking about all kinds of general tips to help you guys level up and stay there. We're going to be targeting between levels 20 and 30, so you don't have to worry about having a bunch of noob tips on here and stuff. We're going to be helping you guys out that have been sticking around for a while, playing lots of Halo. So
stick around.
Come on, kill me.
So we're going to be talking about Map of the Month Turf as well. We got lots of great tips for Turf, and we're going to be going into the different game types on Turf, breaking it up by game types. So lots of stuff ahead. We got a full show. So
yay.
Let's get going. First off, Russ, why don't you start us off, man?
Going into the general tips.
Actually, before that, let's cover some a little bit of news we got going on, right?
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about the We Beat Bungie match last night.
Woo! Yeah, boy!
That was great, Bungie. Man.
We did play three matches against Bungie last night. The first match was Low Hill on Beaver Creek.
Yeah.
Yes. No pecs owning. Nah, we just had the dream team. That's why.
Yeah, we did.
We had a really good team.
And lots of practice really before. Good
team. Yeah, that little practice we had going on before that match too helped out a lot.
You know it did, man. Everybody.
Yeah.
I wish I was in that match, but I got stuck with the second match with Lockout CTF.
Yeah,
that was a cool match.
That was kind of a bummer in the second one though, because like it wasn't working with five people with Lockout CTF with Touch Return, so we turned off Touch Return because they were like, I don't think anybody can capture it. So we turned it off, and then it was like, you can't defend it. So it was 2v.
Yeah,
it was, instead of being first to two, it was just four.
Either game was more than likely going to be a tie either way it went. And of course, the first time we tried it, Frankie lagged out of the game. I still think Seminator bridged him out of it.
Seminator, you modder, bridger, or cheater, whatever you are.
that is the whole, Canadian ISP thing.
Damn Canadians.
Yeah, but that game is really hard to hold them off, you know what I mean? Because there's just no way to defend that play. I mean, you gotta be, like, sharp. You gotta be able to kill them every time they approach that place in order to hold them off in that game.
Because
if not, you just can't do it, you know?
It's a short distance, there's multiple ways back to the flag.
Yeah.
Those two things together make
exactly.
it deadly. Yeah.
And one key point of that match, though, was me and Frank, we were over there at Sniper Tower at the Sniper Ramp, and he stuck me right in the face, couldn't see nothing, and I just ran up to him and killed him.
Nice. Suicide bomber.
Hello, come here. Yeah, Hello, Frank, come here now. You should have told him, hey, Frank, why don't you stick around?
Nice.
Yeah, but the thing is I was the one that was trying to stick around.
Yeah, really? Yeah, man. Yeah, it was a crazy match, but it was still fun though. It was fun just trying to keep them from scoring. We almost had it the first time, actually.
Yeah, I was sitting up there camping up where you capture the flag on top of BR3, waiting for them to come up there. I was going to shoot the core barrel sitting there. I did it, and they just lagged just enough to pass it before it blew up. And I was like, oh man, that just stinks.
Nice. Well, the third match
You're
we
like
did
right there.
The third match we did was a really cool game type, actually, which we're probably going to talk about in the customs and call-ins. But anyway, it was kind of similar to what we were expecting with the Counter-Strike. It was in some ways similar to that, and we had a pretty good crew on there, and we beat that one as well. So got 2 out of 3. The third one was a tie, but the second one was a tie, but that one was really difficult to win because of the no-touch return.
Yeah.
Playing the SWAT with the bonus points and stuff like that on.
Yeah, that was the third one, so. Yeah, that was a sweet game. definitely
that's
cool.
A cool match.
We're gonna
did that because of the new SWAT playlist. They probably loved that list.
Yeah, man, that thing is really popular.
Apparently, frankly, Frankie does like the SWAT and everything. Apparently, he is a big fan of that.
Yeah, man, that's a really popular playlist. From what I hear, it's right behind Team Snipers, or actually right ahead of Team Snipers as the number two playlist right now on Halo 2 matchmaking.
Yeah,
so that's great.
The last I heard on some of the Bungie forums, I don't know which forum it was, as I was reading on it, that it is almost caught up to Team Slayer, and they expect it to surpass Team Slayer.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it's fun. It's just a lot of fun. I played that. It like. When the day it came out,
yeah,
and I just had a blast. It was really a lot of fun because the game types are not just like, you know, SWAT, like killing and stuff like that. There, you know, there's a capture the flag and there's plots. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh wow,
it's really fun.
And carbine SWAT. I've never played that before, but that's in there. I got stuck doing that on Gemini, and you're talking about a hard, just even with a one shot kill with a carbine.
Really? Huh. Wow. Well, cool. I mean, honestly, I haven't had a chance to play that yet as of time of recording. Of course, by the time of release, probably have been played like 50, 100 games by then. But since
oh, man, and I'm stuck on Digimon.
Digimon.
Yeah. Been too busy playing Candyland, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm too busy playing.
It's a fast-paced game. Who knows?
Right? Uno?
No, I mean, I got a good excuse.
Just to go with the Uno, little note to JVB, he's a cheater on Uno, so do not play Uno with JVB. He wins games with one card, okay? So do not play Uno with him. He won against me, G. Lewis, and who else was playing with us? I can't think of it right now, but it was me, G. Lewis. Oh, it was Shardy. Me, Shardy, G. Lewis, and JVB were playing. So we all had full cards. We were playing elimination. He pulls one card on the table, takes Shardy out, then takes me out, takes G. Lewis out, and gets like an easy win on the first play, first card. Jeez. I was like, what? He got the win and got like mad points, like achievements and stuff like that. We're just like, nah, that's not fair. And he was like, oh, dude, you know, it wasn't my fault, blah, blah, blah. He's just laughing, like cracking up. It was really funny.
Wow. Look at the draw there.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, yeah, guys, just to let you know, too, you may already know this, but there is an awesome Making of Halo 3 trailer video on Bungie.net. I let it go for a little bit. I was like, yeah, making it. I already saw the video, so. But they do have a little bit of different angles and a little bit of, like, secret extra footage going on in there.
Yeah.
Which I might as well tell you all about in case you don't already know. I mean, I saw the trailer.
Spoiler,
yeah, that was
alert,
great.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Alert.
Spoiler. Go ahead and spoil it for me, Fumo. I haven't seen it yet.
Fast forward if you haven't seen it, but. Except for Russ. He's pretty much screwed. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, if you guys check out the HBO forums, I actually posted this on the Podtacular forums as well, as that there is a series of screenshots that a guy took. At specific points in the trailer, and those points were like where they were videotaping a guy that was sitting in front of like you know, one of the machines that they're working on the 3D models for and everything, and they had a render of it looks like either grunts or brutes. It's hard to tell for sure. I think it's brutes or possibly even forerunners that have. It like these really funky looking three pronged helmets going on, and then they have what looks like a jetpack awesome. On their back. It could be like some kind of backpack or something, but it seems more likely it's a jetpack with these long, elongated things sticking out from the bottom. And also, they have these weapons that look like they're possibly dual wieldable. They're kind of like a plasma rifle, except they have like three prongs instead of two. So
I saw that. That looks really cool.
Yeah. It does look pretty neat.
Now I'm definitely going to have to check it out because I ain't got a clue.
And that shotgun too. I was wondering if it's like, if it's a new shotgun or if it was just like an untextured shotgun, because it was kind of white or like clear looking.
Yeah.
And the character, like Master Chief, had, you know, his color, like his regular color, but the shotgun was like white looking. So I was wondering if it's just, they were just still working on texture, coloring the shotgun, or if it was like a new shotgun.
I'm sure it's just untextured, but it looked like a different model to me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it kind of looked like a different model.
Because of the curves and everything.
Yeah.
It was kind of funky. So you guys might want to check that out, too, on HBO forums. We also got them on Podtacular forums, whichever you prefer. And also is that there is a new, what do you call it, Marine model that they're working on there.
Oh, yes. Which looks... eye visor thing like right on his face. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's just like a visor that just covers their whole eyes instead of just like the one eye from Halo 1.
Yeah.
So that looks pretty cool. Of course, you know, all this is subject to change and may or may not end up in the final game, but it's still interesting to check out, you know, what they're working on. So.
Yeah, but now that they're covering up both eyes, now the Marines are really going to be useless because they can't see.
Now they're gonna.
They have Jedi powers, man. Remember Star Wars?
they must have the power glove on or something. Because seriously, in the campaign, they are just pretty much useless, except to drive you around so you can shoot.
Yeah, hopefully they'll work on that. Although Halo 2 was better than Halo 1. Dude, like in Halo 1, man, if you got a Marine going with you and then they get a grenade somewhere near them, they're just like, oh, look at that, a grenade.
Yeah, right.
Check it out,
they
man.
They even jump out of the way.
Yeah, they just keep shooting and then all of a sudden, blah, they're dead.
Yeah, the grenade blows up and then just like the after effect, then they jump out of the way.
You're like, run, you fools.
The AI on Halo 1 was pretty bad. Those guys were just like, they would, you know, go and just rush like three like elites with like a single, you know, like weapon or something, like a single pistol, and like thinking that they were gonna like do something against them and just like die right away.
Know, like work for real. Well, let's
and on Halo 2 they got a little smarter, where they would grab the sniper rifle and fire like 100 shots at like in 3 minutes. So, pew, 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 and I'll hit one.
Yeah, I know.
One, but the good thing about him grabbing the sniper, though, is you can take the sniper away from him, shoot a little bit, and then give it back to him.
Yeah.
And then you got infinite ammo that way.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that. Wow. Cool. Well, let's get going into the tips here. We already got 13 minutes behind us, so we gotta pick it up a bit. Let's see, Dalapex, why don't you start us off, man?
Sure. General tips, and our friend Brent Gamer says, in this time of professional Halo players and MLG game types, it's becoming increasingly harder to win matches. Here are some tips for non-noobs to help you achieve victory. All right. So here we come, Brent and his famous tips.
Oh my god.
Number one, go for crowd shots. Sure, headshots are a lot more effective, but it's a lot more fun to tell your friends that you've shot the guy where it hurts.
Nice, crotch shots.
Leave it to Brent.
Wow.
Alright, use the oddball to punch fusion cores. It'll blow you up, but it's fun watching the oddball fly into the air.
Nice.
That can be true, though, because you ever notice if you do that, it'll actually send the ball clear across the map to your other teammates. That is a good tip.
Oh, okay.
Do it in lockout.
Yeah, do it in lockout.
That's what I'm saying. Get like three guys on VR3, and then go to the sniper 3 and like right. Punch the fusion core.
It'll be like, play ball.
Alright. Number three, when you have a sniper rifle, spin around in circles and start firing randomly. Eventually, you'll hit something. Oh, that's really good right there. That's
yeah.
Pro tip. Right
you may there. Hit a wall, but you'll definitely hit something.
You're definitely going to hit something somewhere.
When you get a splatter in a Warthog, feel free to do donuts in celebration of your kill.
Just don't go on my neighbor's lawn, because he won't like that.
Yeah!
Yeah!
See, Brent would be the only one that actually get a kill, though, and then go to try to pick up the PMS clan, ladies from the PMS clan, and then they'd snipe him out, and he just don't take no for an answer.
He's like, come on, baby, you know you think all of my dreams.
Yeah, he's like, come on, you want to ride?
He probably pulled up beside him. Hey, why don't you stick around?
You know, we're going to have to make a t-shirt or something with JVB, you know, the whole, you got to stick around.
Yeah, you know it, man. I got to do that.
Yep.
It's going to be the best seller. It really will.
All right, number five. If someone is trying to double shoot you, merely tell them that their shoe is untied. If they look down, you know that they have some Halo 2 problems.
Definitely.
That would probably only work on one person. I believe that's coming in the next little note here.
Yeah. What do we got here?
All right, number six. If Dialpex is trying to double shoot you, tell him that his shoes are untied, and he'll probably look down. Just kidding, Dial. Yeah, Brent, I know, just kidding, right? That's wrist when I'm double shooting him. He just like, no, Dial, stop! That's all you know how to do it! He'll hide, like, behind walls. He's like, stop! Me and Johnny Son were playing against him, and he was just like, stop! Stop! Nice. It was really funny.
Russ, you're up, dude.
Alright, well, we got Stigmatic, and he says, for the easiest way to take out a ghost. Well, face the front of the ghost, now move to the right side of the machine where you'll find the circular power source.
I guess he's talking about turf, right?
He's talking about taking out a ghost.
Okay.
These are under the general, so, you know, we ain't got to the turf, but the little circular thing.
Yeah, we don't have your modding powers yet, Fumo.
I thought he was talking about a map situation. Anyway, go ahead.
What he's talking about is a little circle gas tank, is what everybody pretty much calls it on the ghost. You shoot that with a BR one or two shots, and the whole ghost will blow up.
Nice.
You know, that's the only weak spot on the ghost. However, if you don't have a BR, the easiest thing to do is just taking out the banshee. Use the SMGs on the ghost instead of the person.
Hmm. Okay. Cool. Good to know. Actually, that would be kind of cool to be able to take them out from the front and slightly to the side, rather, as opposed to, just trying to... Because, like, a lot of times I've tried to do that, and I've had trouble taking it out from the side, because naturally when you're looking at the side of a ghost, the ghost is going perpendicular to you, so it's really hard to track him, because you got to track really fast.
Right.
So, and then you got to lead your BR shots, and then it makes it really difficult.
Yeah, if you got the BR, the easiest way to take out the ghost of the BR is actually shoot the person itself.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take them out much faster than you will taking out the ghost, unless you're at close range to where you can actually shoot that gas tank.
Yeah, right? Or they're stopped or something.
Yeah, you know, usually that's the best way to take out a ghost is if you got a sniper rifle and you can't hit the guy with a headshot. You have a better chance of hitting the little gas tank and blowing it up with one shot, killing the person, and everybody's happy and hunky-dory.
Hunky-dory.
That's right.
Well, on to Chevelle65, who says, one thing you can do in Team Slayer once you get to 30 to stay there or gain a couple more levels is play Team Slayer by yourself. By doing this, you're less likely to get teamed up against a modder because these groups are usually in fours. It's worked for me in the past, but it's still kind of a big gamble. I don't know. I'm curious to see anybody else's experience with that.
Not me, though. I had just, like, a horrible experience where I used to be, like, a 31, and then I just decided to keep going on Team Slayer by myself, and all I would get was, like, D-levelers and, you know, people...
See, that's what I'm thinking. You get D-levelers instead of modders, so it's like, well, whatever.
Right. Yeah. But then again, maybe you had a good experience with it, and I didn't, you know what I mean? Because I ended up leveling down back to 27s, so... Yeah. Instead of, you know, gaining a couple more levels, I went down, so I had to, you know, play again with, like, a group of, like, two guys. My intake on that is, like, play with, like, two or three, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have, like, two guys, that's, like, probably the best, like, two good guys. If not, three is cool, too, you know, then that way you have more chance of, you know, leveling up.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be playing with a big party. The easiest way to do it and the best chance you got is go in as a party of two.
Yeah.
That way you're getting hooked up with another party of two or at least two singles, and you won't get matched up against a party of four in most cases. If you go in with a party of three or a party of four, that's when you're going to get modded, because if you don't get boxes, or even if you do get boxes, you're just sitting there, then all of a sudden you pop up four people.
Right.
You know, it's best to back out. You can actually watch them join, especially if you get boxes. Watch them join. If they're joining by themselves, then stick in the game.
Hmm.
You got a good chance of it. But if they're joining in teams, then the best thing to do is go ahead and back on out.
That's a good point, man, because modder idiots go with other losers that want to be coupled up with modders and, like,
right.
Let them basically boost them up and inflate their levels so that later on they can go and play with those inflated levels and they can go, like, get wasted and everything and get dropped back down to their real levels where they really are.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why we have, like, we have modders on the way up, and then we have D-levers on the way down.
Yeah, so freaking like D-levelers, we're just, like, playing with modders, so.
Right. So.
Ah!
All right.
Hey, Jamal!
Just 57 says, "Hey, Podtacular, I just thought I would like to let you guys know about a sniping tip. So if you see a guy across the map and need to zoom 10 times..." He instead of saying zoom, he said zoom 10 times on him. So zoom 10 times on him, hit the stick 2 times. Well, if you hit it once, then hold it for the second time. When you let go, push it back into 5 times. 5 times zoom. Now instead of zoom, he said coom.
Zoom, coom, zoom.
I want to send a special shout out to Painkiller for the spell check he did on me.
No, he didn't do it, dude. No, because I had to. Dude, this week's been so crazy with, like, I had to re-record on Tuesday because of a mistake I made. For episode 66, we had to do our bungee match on Wednesday. We had to, of course, you know, do this on Thursday now. And I've been practicing since last week every single night on Halo 2. It's just been madness, man. I haven't had time to do that for Painkiller. But next time around, Painkiller is going to edit these for content. I did it a bit, so at least we got some. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, so, all right, anyway. But we can understand, anyways. It's, you know, so you said, go to 5 times zoom so you can snipe someone that's close to. This way, this is an easy way to save time for sniping, and it sure works for me and has made me a heck of a lot better sniper. So, heck of a better sniper, that's what he's saying.
I guess he's talking
about... So I guess... Yeah,
what is he
ahead.
Talking about? Russ, do you know what he's talking about, man?
All right, pretty much what he's talking about is, you know, once you're at, like, 10 zoom, like, if you're on coag and you're going base to base.
Right.
You know, if you hit it again twice and hold it down the second time, instead of, you know, keep cycling through, it'll actually leave you back on the 5 zoom. You know, it'll take you back to 10, and then it'll bring you back 1 instead of going to no scope to 5 and then 10. It'll take you from 10, you know, and leave you at 5 is what it's saying.
But okay.
As far as that goes, the sniping tips as far as zooming, if you can't see them without zooming, especially on a close quarters map such as Turf, Zanzibar, Ascension, and so forth like that, you really don't want to be set in zoom, because then somebody's going to come up behind you and get you regardless with an assassination.
Yeah, except for stuff like coag where you, you know, where you got it pretty good. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff because it's so big. But, yeah, true that. Definitely. Am I next? I'm losing my place here. Yeah. Okay, John writes in who says there's a tip for head-to-head matches. You know, in case you're playing a custom head-to-head. You must be playing a world, like in Super Mario World, where you can fall off and die. Such as Lockout.
I got the flower power.
Yeah, really. Definitely. Okay, when you start off, go for the power weapons. You know, like the flower, the mushroom. The raccoon tail is a power weapon.
The feather.
It respawns, you know, if you every minute.
Don't
which is good.
Star.
The star is definitely...
The
star is kind of like Overshield. Except not.
Get back at her.
All right, so then whenever you get all the power weapons and you get, you can get, okay, wait. Let me just start over. Different matches. Play a world where you can fall off and die, such as Lockout. When you start, go for the power weapons. Then, whenever you get all the power weapons, you can get to the plasma pistol. Press X to swap for it. Walk toward a little bit to swap back to the power weapon. Basically, what he's saying is that you can juggle power weapons to keep them all with you. By keep swapping back and forth, like swap it and throw the next one forward and swap it and throw the next one forward and keep doing that. So you're like juggling power weapons and then until you get to a good camping spot and just juggle power weapons up there. I mean, he says, you know, it's not very nice, but, you know, it's head-to-head, which is why I don't like head-to-head because I get all pissed off, man.
Yeah, that's the reason why head-to-head is no longer in matchmaking.
Yeah. I mean, some people really liked it because they just like to get... like people all pissed off, probably.
Yeah, take the kill and hide.
I know, it's pretty much what it is. Get the power weapons.
I would get so mad.
Yeah.
Well, since you've actually said that, Dal, I've actually played a big team battle game, and of course, that's mainly what I play in matchmaking. Where we actually had 5 kills, we were leading 5-0 on what is that, Relic, and all of us hit, and we won the game 5-0.
Well, I have a better one than that. My friend, I was at his house one time, and he was playing head-to-head when it was still available. And it was head-to-head in Ascension. And what the guy did, somehow he managed to jump off the map, so it was 0 to -1. And then my friend said, how much do you want to bet that I'm going to win this game 0 to -1? So he jumped down one of those pits down there near the big sniper tower where you can hide, like, you know, when you fall off, like, down the map?
Yeah.
And he just stayed there, hidden for the rest of the game. And the guy was like, where are you? Where are you? And he's like, well, you know, you have two choices. Either jump off the map one more time so you can see me, or you can wait until the game ends, and then I'll tell you. So the guy just, like, stayed there to the end of the game, and he won, like, 0 to -1. He was like, whoa! The guy was bad, dude. He was
That's
like,
funny,
it's
man.
It's not fair.
Lose or win the game with 0 kills.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Because he jumped off, and, you know, he was just hiding on that little spot down there.
Yeah, that's a good spot, dude. Yeah. On, yeah, definitely. Okay, so, who's next? Where are we at?
We got SD Detective. I always want to call him Seductive just because if you, you know, hooked on phonics, that's just what it says.
Nice.
SD Detective.
SD Detective. Detective.
Yeah. Hooked on phonics. Ah. Didn't work for me. Right. When operating a turret, press up on the D-pad instead of the white button to talk to your teammates. If you're using the turret, then you are only using your right thumbstick, and you're using it a lot. Your left thumbstick is free from use, so press it up. Pretty much what he's saying is, instead of taking your finger to move your directions and stuff like that, just use the other hand and press up to talk, which I don't think it really would matter too much.
Well, that doesn't matter for the 360 gamers because now you have the shoulder buttons where you use your left hand now to talk. You just tap, you know what I mean, on top and you talk.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, take your right thumbstick off your right finger, your right thumb off the thumbstick in order to, like...
Your right finger if, you know if you're, like, you got hands like an alien.
Yeah.
I'm controlling it. Dialpex
is slightly deformed. Don't worry about it. Just look away.
He's got 10 fingers and 5 toes.
So you don't have to remove your right thumb off the thumbstick in order to, like, talk, because now you can just tap with your, you know, your...
One of your other 14 fingers.
The, you know, the regular Xbox controller, I guess it's not too bad, you know, especially if you're in a firefight on the turret. You know, that way you can call for help or something like that if you're all alone on the turret and they're blasting you with a Wraith and the Warthog and everything else. But other than that, I don't see any point as far as not being able to take your thumb off the stick for a half a second to hit the little button.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Tri Spartan says, I have a tip about battle rifles and carbines. I find the carbine is disrespected and some people say it sucks. Okay, the battle rifle is a good weapon for mid-range, and in a mid-range situation, yes, the carbine sucks. All right, thanks. Next tip. No.
well, first he says, like, I find a carbine is disrespected and some people says it sucks. And then he goes, like, in a
minute. Okay, yeah, it sucks, all right?
Yes, it sucks.
Fine, it sucks. You happy? Gosh.
All right, you win. It sucks.
No, but he says...
So does the shotgun in mid-range.
Yeah, no doubt. He says, in close range, though, carbine is amazing. If you have mad trigger-pulling skills, you can shoot the carbine like a chain gun at close range. At close range, he says.
He's like yelling.
Yeah. Some people don't get it. Carbine is close range. Okay.
He really wants to get his point across. It's close range.
Yeah.
Just in case y'all haven't understood this yet, it is a close range.
Yeah, if you haven't understood, just rewind and play it back and rewind just until you get it.
Yeah.
Some people don't get... Okay, carbine is close range, right? I'm saying it sucks, but it's more of a close range weapon. Okay, why don't you reword that a couple more times? One time I was playing Sanctuary Rifles, and I had a carbine and got a triple kill in about 5 seconds with the carbine. People are like, you are modding! Try Spartan, you suck! You are modding! But I wasn't! And now, when it's a rifle game and a small map in the lobby, I'm like, prepare to be modded. Just a joke, prepare, I guess. I'm good with the carbine. Anyway, I love the show. Keep up the good work. And use the carbine close range.
Close range.
You can do it.
Do it now.
Yeah. I think I'm going to choose the shotgun over the carbine in a close range fight.
I would say so.
No way, dude. Carbine. Needlers.
Definitely needlers.
Needlers are good for anything.
Yes. Needlers are dual wielding. Unless you're having the needlers and you're trying to shoot like three different people, you know, then the needlers ain't so good no more.
Dude, one time I was on coagulation and as soon as I spawned, I shot three needles and I got a kill tacular.
From across the map.
Yeah, dude. And they're like, you're modding, and I'm like, no.
So now every time you go coagulation, you go like, prepare to be modded.
Yeah, that's right. How'd you know, man? Wow.
I don't know, lucky guess.
You were in that game, huh? Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, my God. Alright.
Alright, who's next?
Plasma grenades. He says, guys, this is plasma grenades.
You do that so well, it's scary.
Alright, I'm just playing. Plasma grenades. He's like, hi, guys, this is plasma grenades, but my 360 account is now a tasty nub cake. I have a tip that works very effective on most maps. Most people drop power weapons and lose precious skills when they could just get more ammo. For example, on turf, if you're low on sniper ammo, check behind the box near the down scarab. If you're low on ammo, check behind the box near the down scarab. This has saved power weapons for my team multiple times. I guess it's just saying, like, make sure that you know that the map that you're on has, you know, plenty of ammo. Kind of like, you know, coag. You don't have to, like, save sniper ammo because you know it's always going to be spawning over there so fast.
I just think that's a really good point, though, is, like, to treat power weapon ammo almost as good as power weapons themselves.
Right.
Because if you're going for the power weapons anyway and you plan on using them, you might as well know where all the ammo spawn points are and approximately how soon it's going to spawn if it's not already.
Exactly.
So that, because like I've done that before, I just plain don't know where the ammo is because I don't really pay attention to that. I'm always ended up with duels anyway, a lot of times or BR. So I run out of ammo and I'm just like crap and I go grab something else.
Unless we're like dominating the game, I probably won't drop a power weapon because, you can just get if you're dominating the game, you can just set your team to go for the spawn. You know, if it's like a alien sniper, for example, where you can't get ammo, Mm-hmm. But if you can, you know, like if it's something like that, what I'll do is I'll keep it, you know, until I die or whatever, and grab like another good weapon, you know, like a weapon that I'm fairly good with, like, you know, like a BR or something that you can keep that power weapon with you even if you're not using, so that they won't use it, you know, against you. So, yeah. You, for example, like a sniper rifle, so you won't get sniped or anything like that. So,
yeah,
you know, and if it's like something that like rockets or something, make sure you check for the, you know, the ammo respawn or something, because those are, you know, that's actually a really good tip, you know, to treat the power weapons as, I mean, to treat the ammo as the power weapons itself.
Yeah, yeah.
So in other words, Dal, you're saying that you're a sniper hawk.
Well,
even if there's no ammo, you're a sniper hawk.
I'm holding it.
You know, it's just a sniper hawk.
Sniper hawk, no, I do the same thing.
If you got the Covenant sniper and stuff like that, yeah, you never drop it unless you die or unless you know your teammates are at the spawn point and you go ahead and pick up a different weapon.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you guys got, like if it's a big base, your team's controlling that whole area, then it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we skip forward to the map of the month part where we're talking about turf. It's definitely an awesome map. I call it Super Jump Central because there's just like there's like it seems like there's three or four spots of Super Jump in this map. Maybe I'm wrong, but there I mean,
have no idea. I don't know none of them.
I know there's the one, you know, out by the medical tent, and then it may not be a Super Jump, but there's the one where people get on top of the Scarab. There's the one where people, they don't super jump, but they jump on a series of jumps to get, like, there's this part where you're going right outside the Scarab. Like, if your back's to the Scarab, it's on the right side. It's just right there. Yeah, there's a spot where you can get almost on top of the map right there. So there's a lot of parts on this map where you can get up high pretty well, and you can, you know, use that to your advantage. But, of course, we don't like super jumping because it's freaking lame. But, you know, everything else is fair game. I don't see any problem with doing the combination jump to get on top of that part I was just talking about. I don't know how the scare one works, cool. But, you know.
Like the one on near the medical tent, I always do that one. It's not super jump.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
The little ledges of the windows, yeah.
Yeah, jumping on the ledges and all that kind of good stuff.
You can get on the roof. That's good with a sniper, you know. So
yeah.
It's a good thing. Okay, so we got a whole bunch of stuff here. We're going to break it down by game type. Russ, you want to start us off here?
Yeah, sure. We got apparently these are going to be the tips for Slayer games and general map coordination.
Yeah.
All right. Sniper Freak says there are okay, talking like they're from the south or something. There are a lot of spawning by the Scarab. Always kill people in. All right. So in other words, they're saying there's a lot of people that spawns by the Scarab, and that's where he gets most of his kills. If you're there at the Scarab and you're killing them, then run down to the garage, wait a little bit, and then run back up to the Scarab. More than likely, that's going to be the spawn point. Especially if your team is controlling the garage and the medical tent, then the Scarab is the next place.
Yeah.
If you watch it from both sides, that's where you'll get 90% of your kills.
Hmm. That is cool. Okay.
Good tip. All right. On to Stealth Zealot. He says, take dual SMG and brute plasma combo or shotgun. Maybe sniper if you're a good medium range sniper on basic Slayer. So yeah, that combo is really good. The SMG and the brute plasma combo.
Yeah, a lot of
it was really really fast. Yeah.
A lot of people sent that in.
Yeah. Always support whoever has the basic item. Excuse me. On the objective games, flag, bomb, etc. He's pretty much saying, make sure you give the bomb guy, you know, all the support. Like, clean up the area before he goes into arm, and the flag guy, you know, make sure you kill the people behind him or in front of him.
Yeah.
Never go for noob combo single-handed weapon, the elite plasma rifle. Yeah, because it's just useless. Unless you're really, really, really good, you know, at getting those four shots in the beatdown, because it's just really hard to do that.
Yeah.
BR is your friend on this map. It's a perfect combination of long, short range shootouts.
Of course.
So yeah, BR on this map just owns. If you're good with a BR, you could like really wreck up a lot of kills in this game, because it's just perfect for BR, because there's, you know, middle like the mid range shootouts, and if the guy gets near you, you know, if you're good at the BXR or, you know, even like a very short range, it's good to use that.
Yeah.
And if you're out of ammo but full of nades, chuck him like heck. A close quarter will amplify the damage. This can also be used even if you're out of ammo. So it's just pretty much saying, you know, make sure you use your grenades on this map because of the a lot of walls. You know
Splash
what I mean?
Splash damage.
Just, like, throw, yeah, you throw like a random grenade and you get somebody. It's good. The brute shot is also a powerful weapon in this game, since in theory it's another type of nade. Just fire away in close quarters. Careful not to hit your team, though. Same for the first nade tactic. So he's just pretty much saying, you know, toss your grenade, use your brute shot, you know, as much as you want. But then again, like, the brute shot, I wouldn't waste the ammo as just, like, shooting randomly, because it's really strong, especially if you have host.
Yeah.
You can take them out with two shots, and that's it.
Let's see. I like that last tip there. Careful not to hit your team, though, with the grenades and stuff. Especially with sticky grenades, you know, the plasma grenades.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't want to walk up to your teammate and say, hey, dial pack. Just turn around, you know, stick him in the face, and then go, hang on to that for me, you know. That just would not be good.
Yeah, try to stay away from that if you can, yeah.
You know, I've done that to Painkiller, I'll admit it. Matter of fact, Woe was playing Drop Shock. I stuck Painkiller right in the face. We lost by one.
Yeah, oh, that sucks, scary. Dude. No, we didn't lose. So, in other words, it's all like Russ's 30. Fault that we lost to, Drop Shock, yeah.
Yeah, we lost by like 30, but I didn't have 30 betrayals, you know. But yeah, you want to ask Chevelle about that one the next time you talk to him.
Oh, boy.
I'm sticking him, too.
Well, Russ, why don't you do the next one, dude?
All right, we got OSU Football 25. I wonder if that's OSU as in Oklahoma State or Ohio State.
Ooh, good question.
I guess we'll never know. All right, use short-range weapons such as the SMG and plasma rifle rather than the sniper or the BR. These weapons are better to use because there are not many good sniping spots on the map, besides on the roof, and even there, you're a very open area, and the BR is not good up against someone dual-wielding an SMG and a sniper rifle. That is not
SMG and a sniper rifle.
True.
How can you dual wield an SMG and a sniper rifle?
Nice, man. Rifle. Wow. Modern. Hey,
it's my modding skills.
I know,
I'm
modding skills
you.
Right there.
Yeah.
But I definitely got to disagree with that one because of the fact that that's what you want to stay away from is the short range battles on this map.
Hmm.
Right.
You want to fight from the length of the, you know, each hallway area throughout that whole map on the roads and stuff like that, those ramps. You know, as long as you're at least the top of the ramp to the bottom of the ramp distance away,
yeah,
you're going to own the BR over the dual wielding anytime. I don't care what you're dual wielding.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense because on this, since there is not a whole lot of mid to long range weapons, if you have a BR on this and they don't, you know, they're pretty much screwed. They can't do much against it if you got them in a clear shot and they can't run away fast enough. So
yeah, exactly. Toss a grenade, shoot them one time in the head with the BR, they're dead, and reload and do it again.
Yeah.
All right. Number two that he says is don't hide on this map, especially in Team Slayer. It is best to get out on the street area by the Warthog spawn. It is easier to get kills that way. Unless the Warthog is there. This is my own tip added onto this, by the way.
Hmm.
If the Warthog's there, they're just going to throw a grenade, blow up the Warthog, blow you up with it as well.
Yeah. Just make sure you're near cover, right?
Yeah, you know, the best thing to do if you're going to do that is get all the way back against that wall where the shotgun spawns. I've also found that that's the best place to snipe from, because you can watch the garage and the medical tent from, you know, back there all the way against the wall behind the Warthog.
Yeah, and you can keep them at a distance.
You keep them at a distance. If you got a secondary BR, then you can also keep them from jumping up on top of you and everything else. And he continues on to say that that's all the tips I have for now. Keep up the good work, Potacular. Also, shout out to Rec D. You guys, pwn.
Yeah, continues on to say I have nothing more to say.
Yeah.
Well, on to Cowbell, who says this is for snipers. When you're in a sniper game, do not get in or around the medical tent. It is a death trap. Also, the warehouse is the same thing. Try to lure the other team to the alleyways and sniping them when they are cornered or don't see you. Yeah, that makes sense on the med tent, because if they drop in behind you, you're pretty much screwed. right? Yeah. Unless you can, you know, bust out a kind of a, what do you call it? RxB, I guess. Or BXR for that matter.
Yeah.
RxB, what am I doing? RxB. Unless you can do a LLY up, up, down, down. Yeah, that too. That's good.
Select, start, white, black, up, left, too.
Yeah.
Hold B for 3 seconds. Continue on combo A, B, Y, C.
Use the Z button effectively. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Okay. Dial?
All right. Into Yosh.
Yosh.
He says, as soon as you Yosh. Spawn in your team... Okay. As soon as you spawn, you and your team should make your way to the Warhog. To the Warhog area where the shotgun and snipers are. If you and your teammate hold this positions, it's a guaranteed win.
Oh, sounds familiar. It's like Russ said. Sounds good.
Yeah, unless then,
it is a good area to hold.
Get blown up. Yeah, but it's a guaranteed win. But trust me, you're not going to win with just shotgun and sniper, especially if they have all three BRs. Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Another good place to hold on this map is, I haven't finished reading through all these notes here, but the Scarab, if you can actually know how to hold the Scarab down, it's a good way because you can camp those corners and they don't think about it and you're just sitting there with a shotgun and they get mad at you.
If that's you have true. Like a floater guy with a shotgun and then, you know, a couple guys with a BR and a sniper, you can hold that place very, very well because you have the BR always spawning over there, you know, like, you got a shotgun guy for the corners and stuff, so it's just an awesome place to, you know, like, hold the map down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I just like saying his name, though. Yosh?
Yosh. Hello, my Yosh? Name is Yosh. What if that's his real name?
I have no idea.
It's kind of like Josh, but it's not. It's Yosh.
Yosh?
Wow. Okay, on to Merc Skinhead. Who says, for turf, one of my favorite tactics is to grab the brute plasma rifle and dual wield it with the SMG, then go and camp by the pyramid of crates in the corner. This works great in CTF, assault, or even Slayer if you don't have a long-range weapon.
Okay.
Okay.
Another set of weapons that you can use for the camping tip we just gave. If you want to camp, you know, near the Scarab place, you can just grab the suit. They work really well, too. Just as effective as the shotgun and they work just as effective as the shotgun, you know, the SMG and the brute plasma rifle.
Mhm.
Yeah.
All right. SSJ Moose says, "Hey guys, SSJ Moose 7785 here. And on turf, I like to grab a sniper and a BR and camp behind a Warhog with a buddy on a turret. This is a good strategy if you're a good sniper because you can take the long shots before people throw nades at the hog and the turret guy can take out people who try to get close." So I've done that before. It works temporarily, though, until they really get you, like, that first nade down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once that first nade flips you over, then you're pretty much done for.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing.
Cause, like, you can take out, like, two or three guys. They try to throw the first nade and they're off, and then you take them out. But once they, like, have thrown a couple of grenades, they already know kind of, like, you know, the throw, hide, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they can just, like, go to a spot and boom, take you out right away.
Yeah, pretty much. Good point. All right, you up, Russ?
Yeah, I'll take this one. We got the UPS Man 23. He says, "Hey, I got a great hiding / camping spot for turf. If you go to the little place where the plasma pistol spawns and go left towards the other ramp, there's a little room that you can go in and will be easily missed to gullible enemies. If you have the shotgun and camp there, you will own. However, what he forgets to mention in this tip is which plasma pistol spawn he's talking about."
Hmm.
But I do believe that he's talking about that middle ramp coming up from the medical tent. At the top of that, it's got that little cubby hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Right there at the top of the ramp.
It's like, it looks like a little ticket counter. Like, ticket please.
Yeah.
Come into the Scarab.
Yeah, you know, ticket please, you know, or something along those lines.
Scarab but, Museum.
Usually, if I'm going up that ramp, that's usually the first place I throw a grenade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone camping there. I mean, I've tried to before, and I've had moderate success, but the problem is you're wide open to that whole area. If you look out the right. big opening... where there's no door. If you look straight ahead, you got a whole big area where people can just come down and like get you trapped in like a little. You got three corners on you, and you're
like
stuck. Yeah, really. You're like dropping their pants down, taking a dump or something.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Bathroom.
That's funny. Yeah, like you throw a grenade in there. You throw a grenade there, and if the guy's there, he's just gonna look so helpless, dude. Because there's nothing you can do.
I know. What are you gonna do?
One of the better places I've found to camp on that map is right there at the sniper ammo spawn with the shotgun. Especially if it's normal Team Slayer and you have radar, you can see who's coming up to you. From the, you know, if they're coming from the Scarab, they necessarily can't see you until they get right there, especially if you're crouching. But if you're watching those two hallways next to you, you know, as long as you're crouching and radar's on, or even if it's off, you just keep going back and forth, you know, watching both sides, and then just shoot them and beat them down as they walk by.
Right. Yeah. Good to know. On to Phantom Get, who says, it's Phantom Get, your loving host of 360 Talk, the unofficial Halo, or unofficial Xbox 360 podcast. So used to unofficial Halo as a combination of words. With some tips for turf. This map is best played with no shields, game types such as SWAT and SWAT guns, SWAT CTF, etc., etc. Anyway, some weapon tips. This map is best tackled with the trusty BR or Combine and or close-range weapons such as sword shotgun. You'll most likely be doing most of your fighting in the upper level. Keep the BR handy over mid-ranges and the sword over close ranges, of course. Also, he said a Needler slash plasma pistol slash rifle would be a good alternative for duels-only maps. Pistols may sub for BR in a tight spot if your aim is dead on. If you really want some pure headshot practice, check out a sniper slash SWAT game with your friends. If you just need a quick kill fix, play with Needlers. There aren't many places to dodge. If you get someone out in the open, Needlers are a good weapon to work with if you need a challenge. Oh, sounds cool. I haven't played that with Needlers. That'd be kind of wild.
Yeah.
Because you can hide behind so many things. You can just duck behind the needles flying at you.
Yeah. The only thing about all those Needler games is, like, the frame rate drops, like, to one.
Tower Power.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's because everything's in the open on Tower Power. If you, like, that's the thing, is if you have all these Needlers in one place, if you turn and look, you got all these Needlers that are supposed to be moving, and it's all, your Xbox is trying to process them all, so that's the thing. But on Turf, it's a whole different story, because it's only, like, drawing, you know, what you see,
right.
So.
Cool. All right, on to some assault and CTF tips here. We have Chevelle65, and he says, in bomb games, use the Warhog as a distraction. I find the triple kill machine, aka Warhog, is very difficult to drive up to the planting spot and can easily get stuck. Then use against you in with further planting attempts. Instead, use it later in the game as a distraction when the bomb guy is getting close to the planting spot. Turn the opposite team's attention towards the hog and not to the bomb carrier. If this tip doesn't help, what can I say? I bring nothing to the table. Yeah, it's pretty much saying, like,
no, that's good.
Bring have the bomb guy, like, walk, you know, like, across or something, and then, you know, give, like, a couple seconds or so, and then do the little Warhog rush with, like, one or two guys, like, a gunner and a driver.
Yeah.
And then one guy is just, like, try to take them out while the Warhog is distracting them, and the bomb guy is just, like, sneaking out behind everything and arming the bomb.
Right. Well, if you're going to actually do that, the best thing to do is actually just set back for at least 20 seconds before you do anything. Just pick up the bomb and, you know, just kind of go against the wall and hide. That way everybody has their weapons on the opposing team. And then, you know, have your bomb guy start walking from the medical tent way and then load the Warhog up fully. That way they think the bomb guy is the passenger.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that guy in there, they're going to see the Warhog with just two people in it, and then they're going to be looking the other direction.
Right.
So you got to sacrifice that triple kill at least at that point to let the bomb guy get a little bit closer in, you know, for that strategy to work.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Cool.
All right, so Russ, I think you're up next, man.
All right, we got another one from Phantom Get. He says, this is the best tackled by having your team for the turrets, rockets, and having one or two guys go for the flag. He must be talking about some custom games, considering there is no rockets on turf.
Yeah, I don't know what's up here. I think maybe he's talking about something completely different here. Why don't we just skip to the next one, because I don't know what's up with this.
Those must be for some different map or for some custom games.
Yeah,
I kind of noticed that in his last one when he was talking about the sword and everything else.
Oh, yeah, what's up with that? Yeah.
Yeah, all right, we've got Bryce. He says, the first thing I always do is get the BR for long range. But if I stay in tight quarters, I get the SMG and Brute Plasma Rifle combo, which is very effective in tight spaces. Also, the sniper rifle comes in handy if your teammates are rushing and they can't see you, just take them out with a few headshots. And you'll be rolling in the dough. Peace out, Podtacular.
Rolling in the dough.
Nice.
Keep rolling. Yeah, whenever you are driving the Warthog dough and trying to arm the bomb, make sure you turn the radio up real loud.
Yeah.
You're jamming some tunes, driving in the Warthog, trying to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
The only way to play turf.
Definitely. On to, let's see, we've got one from Bryce who says, first thing I always do is, let's see.
He just read
Sorry.
Dude. We're on Pedro Taco, the one that can't afford Taco Bell.
Pedro Taco, who was recently in Weekly Porridge, the Podtacular comic, which is on podtacular.com. You guys might want to check that out, man. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun.
The next victim of quality gibberish.
Next victim. He looks like a taco, which is appropriate.
Oh, is that what he is? I thought he was just a little overlooking dude.
Wow. He's just like a taco.
He should have joined him as the little Taco Bell dog or something.
He says, territories, just keep two territories on that, preferably two next to each other. If they have good defense on one, and if you're trying to take it, go to the other. Always have someone stay on guard. Sounds like good.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, for the most part on that one. And the territories on that map usually turned into chaos, because everybody ends up fighting over the scarab, and that's where 90% of the defense ends up going.
Okay. Into Polaris writer, whatever his name is. I'm sorry, dude, if I mispronounce your gamer
tag. Polaris.
Polaris writer. Normally, you play three plots, so what you need to do is have one person sit at the medical tent and one at the garage thing, the doors that open and close. Next, put one person at the elbow where the Warthog spawns and have him sit in a Warthog turret. Lastly, have the fourth person take a plasma SMG combo or noob combo and wait near the Warthog and go and help any of the two territories that get attacked. And if they both die, have the man and the Warthog drive into the area and run down anything in their way and wait for someone to respawn. At no time should the other player leave their post at the second territory. This way, you still get some points, and when your team responds, you can mount a counterattack. That's pretty cool. But the only thing is though, like, if you have two guys sitting out there in an open field, and you have only one guy on each territory, they can come from behind and kill that one guy very easily. Even though you can shoot from a distance to, like, the medical tent, on the other side, you can't really shoot. So if they take out that one guy, that's it. They got the territory. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
found that if you're going to try some sort of strategy like that, you need, instead of having a guy on the turret, just have two guys in the garage, pretty much. And then maybe even the third guy, and then the sniper guy stay out there at the Warthog and guard the medical tent.
Right.
Because you, as they're trying to do it, they got to stand in the open to where you can snipe them. And if that's the case, then one guy can run out of the garage and go back over and take care of the territory where you're sitting there sniping them as they come down and get your kill-tacular and move on to the next round.
Cool. Okay. Well, on to Oddball and Juggernaut. We got just a couple tips here. Let's see, I want to start off with SD Detective again. Says a tip for Team Oddball on Turf. You and a teammate with a ball, go to the scarab and look out toward the blue crates. In the alley to the right of the blue crates, there's a reddish roof that can only be reached by jumping on top of a teammate's head, so do it. Have the player without the ball stand in front of the roof, and the player with the ball can jump on his head and then on the roof. There you go, Super Jump Central, man. I know it's not a Super Jump, but... yeah, that's the thing with Oddball, man. It's always about those carny holes and those ways that you can get away from you know, from anybody possibly getting up to where you are.
Yeah, then but another thing is even doing those, you know, getting on my head jumps and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure you got plenty of time to do that because of the fact they're going to be rushing that ball.
You know it.
The indicator's on. They know where you're at.
Right.
Yep. Definitely.
And we got, decoded feedback says, for Juggernaut, everyone should go to the shotgun small. You'll have a better view of all your surroundings.
Wow.
That has got to be the best tip of the day. Right? That has got to be on
there
the
you go. Tip of the week. Specular.
There you go. Wow. Everybody stand at the shotgun small so you can see. You know, zoom in, you know, make sure you ain't got a, you know, just your SMG and put your binoculars on so you can look around.
Get a good view, you know, take a picture, it'll last longer.
Yeah. Take a screenshot, the Juggernaut throw a grenade at you and kill everybody there, get a Kilimanjaro.
That's the tip for level 36.
Yeah, really. If you guys are listening to this, you're below 36. Just erase that from your memory. Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't even worry about it because of the fact that you can't do it. You're not good enough.
If you're below 36, don't even attempt that tip because you probably won't get it.
I know.
It's just that hard. I'm only, you know, the highest I've been is level 31, and I've tried this tip over and over, and over again, and I have not been able to get it.
I just sit in customs by myself all the time, and I'm like, okay, go to the shotgun spot, look around. Dang it! Oh! Gosh!
And I still die.
Let's try again.
Just in case you did not know, those little yellow buses that's next to the shotgun spawn, those blow up. I accidentally threw a grenade at him while standing on top, and I blew myself up.
Wow.
Did you scream, keep them fragging trucks before you did that?
No, I said frag out.
Whoa. Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Bontacular. And wrapping it up, guys, you can tune in next week for the Customs and Call-In Show, where we'll be giving you the usual update on Halo 3, cover the top two custom games people send in, play back some listener voicemails, and tell you some listener-submitted Tales from the Foxhole, which are always awesome. It's one of my favorite shows, definitely.
You can also send in your tips to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going, so we ask for new stuff every show and every week, so check it out at podtacular.com. We have some nice-looking forums over there, too, thanks to Cat and Crunk.
Yeah.
Right, and also, you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO.
That's 206-888-HALO.
You can't be like me, Doc. You can't be like me.
That's 206-888-HALO.
Right.
In case you didn't get it the first two times.
Because everybody has to say 206-888-HALO.
I don't know why. It's just kind of a weird thing.
It was not... Just in case you wasn't close enough to your speakers, remember, this is close range.
In case you're...
206-888-HALO.
Thank you for spelling it. That's what we need, is the spelling every time. Okay. On to some shout-outs. We got a shout-out to Freak in a Box, Pod TV Master. Another episode's coming out real quick, actually. It might not even be already out by the time this episode comes out, which would be cool.
Shout out to Riz Peblo, our newest character in the weekly Porridge by Quality Jeverage.
Woo!
Amazing comic strike of Podtacular.
Yeah, and we got to give an awesome shout out to G. Lewis and our little co-host over there, the Dial Pecs, the overlords of the best Podtacular Pro plan, Podtacular Pro B.
And
Pro
for that,
Pro B.
For that matter, I also want to give a shout out to JVB and Lone Banana Phone on Podtacular Pro A, which are doing a great job over there.
Yes. Shout out to those guys.
Keeping going. On to Timo198. Shout out to him.
Timo198. Shout out to you, dude.
Shout out.
Timo198. Shout out to him. Oh, wait a minute. That's Timo198.
1-800-TIMO-198. That's his personal line. Shout out to Rai down in Woodbridge.
Woodbride.
Okay, Woodbride. I just read Woodbridge.
Hooked on phonics.
And a big thanks to Cyclonic for adding the audio.
Yeah, man.
Cyclonic, big shout out to you. Faithful member of the Tripod Pros, the winning team of the Podtacular Pro season. I'm sure you all can agree on that.
I like going on that note, Dial. I do like how you set up the season, especially the last game of the of the regular season. My team versus your team. That's going to be quite interesting.
Oh. It will. Tripod Pros versus Team Noob.
Yeah, I think the noobs will beat the pros any day.
Yeah, season's rocking, man. If you guys want to check that out, you can check out the standings at podtacular.com. It's right on the left side at the top. It says Podtacular season standings. Kind of root for your team there, or whatever you want to do. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, with all the also, weekly updates, you can check it out. The team standings, points, wins, kills, everything, along with everything that happens during that week, including the weekly best team, the weekly tale of the foxhole, and best player of the week, and so on and so forth.
Nice.
And also, make sure you keep checking Bungie.net, because I'm sure we're going to be mentioned on the Hump Day Challenge we just had last night.
Yeah.
And it might take them a while to get it up there because of the release of the behind-the-scenes or making of the Halo 3 trailer, which was a spoiler to me, considering I have yet to see it. But make sure you check that and read about that, and come on over to podtacular.com and register and join the fun.
Yeah. Well, that's it, guys. Until next time, I'm your host, Boomer Jive.
And I'm Dial.
And I'm Russell.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging them newbies.
Frag on player.
Russ is keep on fragging them newbies, Russ, because Tripod Pro is gonna own.
You know why you call yourselves the Tripods?
Yeah,
because you're
three
so slow.
Hot tag a little pro members.
We should have just named our teams Pro B and Pro B 2, considering that you're three Pro B members and I'm three Pro B members.
All right, peace out.
Goodbye.
Keep on fragging.
There's only one thing left to say.